Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Sharing Change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits supporting meaningful causes here in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org. It's time to talk about Rutherford County Paws, and Sebastian Jordan always brings in a cast of thousands, and a cat man is here, so we've got all kinds of things to talk about. Good morning to you first. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How
keeping,
about you?
Yeah, doing all right. Keeping warm, I hope.
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hard these days. I guess that's, how does that affect the animals at Paws? I guess everything's pretty much indoors unless they have a little playtime and stuff outside.
They still go out to, you know, use the bathroom and get some air. Some of them really do like playing in the snow or eating it or whatever. But yeah, you can definitely tell the dogs that want to get out, do their business, and get right back in.
My bunch, I have a snow eater. Yeah, I mean, it's just like I have to actually physically go pick her up and make her go back inside. It's I don't know. It's probably not that great for them. I don't know. Do you eat snow, Steve?
Try not to.
I don't think that'd be a good idea not to.
Not the first one, anyway. Yeah.
Or the yellow.
So. Or the yellow. Yeah. Stay away from the yellow snow.
Sebastian, you have brought in a new friend. Why don't you help introduce Braylon?
Yeah, this is our new volunteer and foster coordinator, Braylon.
Hey, guys.
You've been here about a month?
Yes, it's a month now.
Yeah.
A full month. Wow, you know everything about it now, right?
Yep, I'm a pro.
Well, I know this guy to your right is probably helping keep you straight there in terms of some of that volunteer stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Steve's great. He's always at the shelter helping the cats and love it.
Yeah.
So,
Braylon Norris. Braylon, tell me a little bit about what brought you to Paws. You must really enjoy animals. A lot of people that work at Paws do. So maybe tell us a little bit about yourself in that regard.
Yeah, of course. Well, I kind of fell into animal welfare on accident. I've always been into marketing and social media and things of that sort. But then I started working at Asheville Humane Association. And then after that, I worked at a veterinary clinic for a little while. And working in Murfreesboro, like living in Murfreesboro, I found Paws and decided I wanted to be closer to home and work with them here. So
cool.
It's been really cool. Everybody at Paws is really nice, and all the animals are adorable.
So now are you from Rutherford County, from Murfreesboro?
I'm originally from Nashville.
Okay.
Born and raised. So
gotcha.
I'm a rarity these days.
You are.
But I do live in Murfreesboro now.
Okay. Well, good. It's glad to see some of us, born and raised still sticking in the area. But you can see why a lot of people move to the area, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, so. For sure.
So anything going on we need to know about, Sebastian?
We've had some microchip news recently.
A couple different
things.
Yeah, talk to us about that.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, Save This Life, a microchip company out of Texas, suddenly stopped operations completely. So any pets that were registered with them were no longer registered in a national database. So it's kind of a scramble to alert people to this, to re-register. Luckily, with that kind of situation, the physical microchip is still good and the number will still work. So it just requires signing up for a different microchip provider. Home Again, AKC, Reunite, going ahead and getting that re-registered somewhere else because you want to have your pet registered. That's one of the best ways of reuniting stray pets with owners.
Yeah. So what is the name of the company that's no longer in business now?
Save This Life.
Okay.
They had been in business for 13 years, so they had microchipped thousands and thousands of pets and then just kind of went dark out of nowhere.
That's crazy. So, yeah. So if your animal has one of those microchips from that company, will it still scan? Will it still have the information or no, unless you go to another company?
No, you will have to go to another company and re-register.
Okay.
It's very easy, though. You can use the same microchip number and just go to one of those companies and put it in. They've got a low cost lifetime registration fee between, you know, $10 to $30. I think actually until tomorrow, AKC Reunite is running a deal specifically for people that had Save This Life.
Okay.
To try to get people re-registered as quickly as possible.
Interesting.
So if you don't know that microchip number, it's really easy to get it scanned. You can go to any vet's office and have them scan for it. We actually just installed a microchip reader out front of Paws. You guys had an article about that one.
Mm-hmm.
You just go up. It's got instructions for how to scan it. You'll get the number, and you just take that and go sign up for a different microchip company.
You don't have to show any type of proof or anything like that. I guess just the number is proof enough.
Yeah,
right?
Just get the number, and okay. Then you'll fill out your information and pay the low fee.
Well, you know, for someone like me, I just went through that with the most recent puppy that we have, but 4 years ago, I don't remember what mm-hmm. that was, you know, when the microchip was put in. So mm-hmm. be a good opportunity probably just to pull that up and check to make sure.
Just to double check, because a lot of people move and, you know, get new phones and don't necessarily keep that information updated at all times. So
that's a good point, too. I've often wondered about that. You know, the microchip is only as good as the information that you keep mm-hmm. updated, mm-hmm. right? So if you've moved 4 or 5 different places and have a different contact number, mm-hmm. It's probably a good idea to check that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So how would a person, for instance, find out? I mean, you get the microchip number, but does mm-hmm. it tell you that it is from which company? I mean, how
it doesn't. It doesn't specifically tell you. Different microchip companies have different digits at the beginning or end that you can kind of, you know, tell the range and make an educated guess. There is a tool online, the American Association of, I forget the other two.
Okay.
AAHA. They've got a microchip, a universal registry, so you can put in the number and it'll tell you which company it is registered to.
Okay, yeah, because you might not know where to even go and update your information there. Mm-hmm. So I've got homework for the weekend now. You've got me thinking about that.
Yeah,
so
it's important.
Yes, it is. So any news, Braylon, on the volunteer front?
Yeah, since starting, I have been working on getting a new structure for the volunteer foster program to ensure that there's more opportunities for new volunteers. And so I'm redoing the structure, making it more clear what different opportunities there are in the shelter. I've got jobs specific to the animals, specific to shelter care, and then to administrative and creative opportunities, like maybe helping with a volunteer newsletter or helping with taking photos of the animals, things like that. So doing a lot of that right now, and hopefully soon I'll be able to start getting volunteers back into the shelter.
Like this guy, right?
Yeah.
Are you having to pick up a double workload or something now? Or
About the same.
Yeah.
Yep, and all of our kitties still get love. Yep. But soon Steve will be able to have some help with that.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice to have a little help.
Yeah, but I love the cats. They're great. And I don't know. If there's just one, I bring a stool in and just sit there and pet till she gets tired of me petting her.
Mm. There's always more than one though, yeah. Right?
Well,
not always.
Not really? Always, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There was two. On Tuesday, and then when I looked on the website, there was 3, but I couldn't go that day. I had an appointment, and then today I looked, and there's 6.
Ah,
so
the number's growing a little bit.
Yeah,
huh?
And it can go up or down by the time we get out of here. So you never know.
They
so
do, but
lots
they
of adoptions,
quick.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cats can barely stay in the building, I've noticed. So I think a lot of people are maybe opting more for cats lately than dogs.
Interesting.
At least from Paws.
Yeah. So are we getting close to breeding season for cats? That usually brings in a higher population.
Spring.
Yeah.
Summer.
I figured spring,
about
summer.
About one more month.
Yeah.
Kitten season.
Kitten season. Oh, me. So, well, that's good to know. And I'm sure that you have some, Sebastian, to dogs especially that maybe have been there for a little bit trying to adopt some of those, or has that been going pretty well too?
Yeah, we've got some longer term residents that have been there for a while. We still got Ebony, who's our longest resident. She's a great dog. Hoping someone will see that and come adopt her.
So where is the best place to go online to, you know, maybe see the pets? You mentioned the website. So, I mean, it's constantly updated. And I guess as soon as someone's in or out, I mean, it's right there real quick.
Yeah, that is tied into our software. So it is real time with the pets going in or out. So RutherfordCountyTN.gov/paws. And then the adoptable pets page will take you right to it.
All right, so I'm just making a note of that so I can put it on the podcast. You've got news and notices, all that too. And is that the newsletter you were talking about? Maybe not.
No, it's a different one. Okay. It's something that doesn't exist yet, but I'm hoping once we get volunteer. more volunteers in, we can do a newsletter for them.
Sounds good. And so when you're on here, adoption, is that where you said? Okay.
Adoption and then view all our adoptable pets.
Okay. There, and it's right there in big red letters. You can't miss it.
Yep.
And the cats are first.
They are first. There's Edith and Bonaparte and Jasmine and Poppy and Agnes and Shirley. There are a few more cats on there. Looks like about, is that a snake?
That's a Cheeto. It's a lizard.
A leopard gecko.
Yeah,
a leopard gecko. Okay.
He's so cute. Wow. I love him.
So be sure to check out the website and, What was the dog you were talking about?
Ebony.
Ebony. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to see if I could pull up Ebony here. So,
yeah, she should be on there.
Yeah. Well, very good. So if you want to find out more about Rutherford County Paws, again, RutherfordCountyTN.gov/paws. Spend some time tooling around, find some great information. And also, Braylon, if someone would like to volunteer, I guess they should get in touch with you.
Yes, of course. And also with kitten season around the corner, we'll definitely need some foster homes for neonate kittens, orphaned kittens, all of that sort. So please do that too.
Only so many cats you can pet.
But in one day.
In one day. Yeah. So it have you done that before with the kittens that need that special care?
No, I have. My three would not allow
it. I would think that would be, you have to have just the right type of situation for that kind of stuff. So
I would love to, but like I said, mine just wouldn't have it.
Yeah. Cats can be cats. Yeah. So
and they all three have attitude. Let's say catitude.
Wouldn't be a cat without a catitude, right?
That's right.
So, well, I appreciate you all coming in today, and we'll keep telling folks about Rutherford County Paws and all the great things that you all are doing there to try to adopt out. It'd be nice if the shelter were empty, but
that'd be great.
Yeah, so get on by there. And weekends, you still have some Saturday hours, right?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So
those hours are posted on our site, but yeah.
Great time to maybe come out and see, you know, take the family, and maybe springtime brings you a new pet into the family. I appreciate you all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
From Rutherford County Paws, joining us today, Sebastian Jordan, Steve Edwards, the Catman, and Braylon Norris. And if you missed part of the program, be sure to check the podcast, WGNSradio.com. That's WGNSradio.com. You can check it out. It will be up shortly under podcast and Rutherford Issues, or wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube, all of those.